This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The president's embassy to the Middle East, to Israel and Saudi Arabia, in quest of more oil, but also the president making generous remarks in Jerusalem, generous remarks in Saudi Arabia about the future. There is a puzzle, however, and I welcome Jonathan Schanzer, Senior Vice President for Research at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing of UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Works Agency, because I learned from Jonathan that the president in his travels has pledged $201 million to UNRWA most recently. Puzzle because, Jonathan, a very good evening to you. I have read over the years that UNRWA is an organization that indulges in terrorism, threat, a conflict with Israel, conflict with the West Bank, a disruption of peace in the whole region, and has, as long as I've been reading about it, it's a vast organization of cronyism, back-scratching, and violence. Is that fact at the U.S. State Department when it vouchsafes this $201 million? Good evening to you, Jonathan.
Good evening, John. Yeah, unfortunately, I believe that UNRWA is recognized by the United Nations as a partner. And in fact, the State Department has been looking for ways to earmark funds to the Palestinians. This is just one of them. There are other small pet projects, including some worthwhile projects at a hospital in East Jerusalem, for example, and a few others. But this is all part of an effort mounted by Hadi Amr, who is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State dealing with the Middle East. He's been looking for ways to try to provide additional support to the Palestinians and really throwing caution to the wind. As you know, UNRWA is bloated. It's corrupt. It has fueled the violence over the years. It has helped support Hamas. It has perpetuated a refugee problem that is actually not a problem these days, as a lot of that population has died off. It's gotten smaller just by biology. And unfortunately, we're just looking at one earmark among many from administration that is spending huge amounts of cash. So $200 million is probably not likely to register as a concern among the American public.
This is Hamas, correct, Jonathan? That's where the money goes directly to the men who make war on the whole region, not just Israel. And yeah, not a secret, is it?
It's not a secret. The thing is that UNRWA has become something of a cutout for Hamas. They operate the refugee camps and refugee services in the Gaza Strip. We know that some of the material and, in fact, some of the funding trickles down to Hamas itself. But a lot of this is just about maintaining infrastructure in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. And one might say, on the one hand, that that's a positive thing, that at least it's keeping the place stable. On the other hand, I would argue that it is essentially helping a terrorist government continue to maintain control over this enclave on the Mediterranean.
Also, the Palestinian Authority on the West Bank, led by the once upon a time elected Abbas, that is in direct conflict with Hamas in Gaza, I've been taught. And my travels to the region have confirmed the fact that Hamas is at war with the Palestinian Authority. You're putting money into the hands of people who are guaranteed to disrupt any progress made in the West Bank.
That's right. And I think, you know, what we need to realize here is that, well, first of all, there are some funds that go to UNRWA in the West Bank. But of course, that's a strange thing, noting that this is the Palestinian Authority. So they're refugees living in the country that or the territory that they say they're refugees from. That makes very little sense. But then I think, as you raised, there's also the concern that they're leveling the playing field. They're making sure that the Gaza Strip under Hamas control remains somewhat stable, that remains more solvent. And this will only exacerbate the conflict, the intra-Palestinian conflict, that internecine conflict that has raged between the Palestinian Authority and Hamas since 2006, 2007. There is a civil war, and this is not making it any better.
Once upon a time, I remember the early days of the Obama administration. I remember the formula that when we solve the Palestinian-Israeli problem, we'll solve the Middle East. Is that formula still in place?
I think the Biden administration is torn. I think that the very fact that the administration took this trip to the region and went to Saudi Arabia and began to explore normalization between Saudi Arabia and Israel, I think is a sign that they may see the wisdom of the Trump administration's approach, which is what we would broadly describe as outside in. So helping Israel maintain relationships with kind of the periphery of the Arab world. And this would have an impact on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and the issues that they're struggling with. I think, though, that when you look at the visit to Israel itself and the places that Mr. Biden visited, including going to East Jerusalem, going to the West Bank, taking off those Israeli flags as the beast rolled into the West Bank, for example, this is all a signal to the Palestinians that, you know, America is still trying to pursue peace through that two-state solution lens that I think has been extremely popular for decades now running, but it has produced failure after failure. But what was really, I think, interesting to me, and this is news that is just recently coming out of the Middle East, that Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, has looked back on this trip, and despite the virtue signaling, despite the investment in UNRWA, despite the other investments in hospitals and other pet projects across the Palestinian divide, Abbas was still very dissatisfied with the visit. He did not feel that Biden came prepared to offer him anything of substance. So we're really back at square one. And if anything, I just see the normalization process beginning to gain steam. And that almost certainly spells doom for the Palestinian cause.
A moment for the irony. The Ukraine war, the war in Europe, is producing millions and millions of refugees flowing out of Ukraine with no certainty of their future because Russia's aggression could go on for years. UNRWA has no mandate for that. Is that correct? UNRWA is entirely about Hamas.
It's not about Hamas. It's about the Palestinians. But what's so unique about UNRWA is that they only have one refugee population, right? The rest of the refugees of the entire world are handled by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. This is the global refugee agency. And here you have this massive crisis, as you rightly note, John, coming out of Ukraine. This should be the moment where every penny is going into that massive crisis in Europe. And instead, you have the president allocating $200 million to this tiny refugee problem, which is, as I noted, really not much of a refugee problem at all. They claim that there are 5 million refugees on their register. But if you talk to demographers, they believe that there's less than 50,000 Palestinians still alive from that original 1948-1949 war that would constitute refugees.
And what we have then is no interruption in support for UNRWA. The Trump administration is now regarded as an aberration, and the Biden administration is committed to more and more money to UNRWA going forward. Is that correct, Jonathan?
That appears to be the policy, yes.
Who is Elizabeth Campbell?
So she ran the office in Washington for UNRWA. They created, they deny that this is a lobby office, but in fact, there's no reason for UNRWA to have a presence in Washington other than to try to ensure their continued funding through Congress and the administration. So they stood this up several years ago. She was operating out of the DC office, and now she is the, I believe it's the Assistant Secretary at the State Department in charge of refugee affairs, a highly controversial appointment on the part of the Biden administration, one that I can't believe went over well at all. But here you have it, someone who's now in charge of thinking about how to dole out these funds and someone that has been in the pocket of UNRWA at this corrupt, bloated organization at the UN.
Jonathan Schanzer for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.